In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isaiah chapter 25. The Lord will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over the nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from the earth. For the Lord has spoken. You know, of course, that when Jewish families gather for Passover, the youngest, or the symbolically youngest child in the family, gets to ask the ritual question, why is this night different from all others? And the ritual answer is, God did it. God has acted. God has gotten involved. God has brought his people from slavery to freedom, from death to life. The angel of death has passed over. The power of Egyptian lords and masters is nothing next to the Lord who is God. I guess we could ask the same question about this Easter season. Why is this season, why is this week, this octave, different from all others? After all, we are back in classes. This morning the alarm clock rang and we had to get up. It's that final stretch before your summer vacation, before my midsummer doldrums in the parish. And I guess seminary students are more aware than most of the events of the liturgical year that have just passed us by. That our Lord was put to death. That our Lord was buried. That he disappointed those followers of his by not bringing about that great political kingdom that they had looked for. And when we think of all those events, then we have to, with Mary Magdalene, really feel that something is coming on strong when she says to us, I've seen the Lord. He's alive. Why is this season different? Why is this Sunday unique? Just like the Passover, we'd have to say, God did it. God has acted. Jesus is alive. Death is destroyed. Hell is vanquished. Hallelujah. All our doubts about all of that are gone, too. With the psalmist, we can say the great psalm for Easter, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is no ordinary month of the year. This is not an ordinary week of this month. This is not just a beautiful spring, although it is beautiful. This is Easter. Jesus is alive. God did it. Isaiah captured the real spirit of Easter many centuries before when he said things like, the Lord is going to destroy on this mountain the covering that has been cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over the nations. He will swallow up death forever, and he will wipe away tears and take away the reproach of his people, for the Lord has spoken. And I guess this week we have to especially say about that passage in Isaiah, God did it. Hallelujah. That death that covered us like a veil, that lingered like a poisonous cloud over our life, that chokes us, and that stopped us from really thinking and seeing straight, has been lifted. The death that forces you and me to think and act mainly for myself, because that's all we can see. That death that has blocked out the presence of God and the love of God and the mercy and forgiveness of God is lifted. That death that has made God's love for us many times more a theological concept or a vague abstraction than a living reality. The death that does even frighten us, because it means we are going to die. A reality that we do not like. The death that, as a result of that, lets us see nothing more than our own limitations and our own deadlines. Why is it that we are rushed about trying to get things done? Is it not a matter of death? There is only so and so much time in an hour, in a day, in a month, in a quarter, in a year, in a lifetime. The Lord is alive. That veil of death has been lifted. That covering has been torn away. Death is swallowed up. There's more to life than I can see. There's more to life than the things that we call life. You know what it is, paying the bills, reading our eyes off for papers and assignments, scratching together the money for another car repair, finding the time somewhere to shop for food or to take time out for supper, doubting our own place in God's world and even in God's ministry. That's life, isn't it? That's what we call life. And the Lord has to come along and say, I am removing the veil. There's much more to life than what you see. The veil is removed. The horizon kind of clears. The tyrant is destroyed. That which causes us tears and fears and agony and grief is wiped out. We who have lived with uncertainties and all of those things that death has caused, uncertainties about God and about ourselves, we are assured of God's forgiveness and of God's presence. Isaiah talks about it in terms of on this mountain. If you know your Hebrew concept, we're talking about the presence of God. God is present. God is powerful because God did it. We who find so many ways of trying to cope with uncertainty, and I think one of the most famous lines for that is, I'm not going to worry about life, let's just have a good time. We who do worry about our world and about ourselves, about the deadlines that death put on us, we are confronted with an Easter Lord who is alive. An Easter Lord who comes to us as he came to those disciples saying, peace be yours. He reminds us that that veil of death has been torn off. The covering is removed. The pall is cast away, and we can see with a great deal of certainty, knowing that our God did it, we can go on. And Easter is really an assurance that it's all real, isn't it? That it's not just a matter of illusions or an escape into my own mind. The Lord Christ is not a ghost. He comes to his disciples and he shares food. He has Thomas touch him. He joins his disciples for a meal. He himself is real, not just his teachings, not just some vague spirit of the Lord, but Jesus himself, a physical individual. That's a reminder to us that God did it, that God's plans work, that I can go on shouting my hallelujahs beyond this Easter and this week, even when life isn't the bed of roses that I would like it to be. What's so different about this day, this week? Not just the beautiful weather, not even the beginning of that final stretch before vicarage or placement or summer vacation. It's Jesus Christ, who is alive and who comes to us again this morning with his body and blood. remind us that his presence is real and his forgiveness is powerful, who gives himself crucified and yet resurrected as food to strengthen us for that journey that we have ahead of us for eternal life. God did it. Hallelujah. We can celebrate the removal of that veil of death and shout, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Amen.
April 13th, 1977, Chapel Speaker, Dr. Hummel.